Here's Tristan Oakley from the Weather Bureau. G'day, mate.
Good morning.
Okay, so there's a few weather systems affecting us at the moment. So we've got a low-pressure system to the east, and we got a cold front as well.
Almost correct. Yeah, we have a cold front moving across the state as we speak. It's actually just moved through the wind change has just moved through Georgetown. But we're going to see pretty much rain for much of this morning, turning more to showers this afternoon once that front finishes crossing pretty much most of the state. It's very slow moving, though. So far, we've seen generally around 5 to 10 millimetres around the northwest of the state. And we're expecting to see at least another sort of 2 to 6 millimetres today as that front moves through. Then tomorrow, we have the low-pressure system that's going to form around the just off the east coast. And depending on where that low-pressure system actually centre forms and where it travels is really going to dictate how much rainfall we're going to see, especially for parts of the east coast, so over the next few days. At this stage, though, it looks like most of the rainfall is going to be centred just sort of south of Bishano and around the southeast of the state. But it still looks like on Friday, this low-pressure system could move right over the top of the state, and that's going to bring some rainfall to much of the state. Most of the heavier falls at this stage look like it will be around the south and the east coast, but the northwest is not going to miss out. It looks like there could be anywhere between 10 to 30 millimetres of rainfall on Friday. So I suspect a whole bunch of warnings will be issued later on today.
Yeah.
So please keep up to date with the warnings and keep an eye on the forecast over the next day or two, because depending on where this low does move, it's really going to dictate how much rainfall we're going to see and also how strong the winds will be as well. So things will probably change in the coming days, but we're getting a bit more certainty with what we're expecting with this weather pattern.
Mm. We've had some fairly warm nights in the northwest this week, but that's about to change tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely going to change tonight. We're going to start seeing temperatures getting a lot cooler over the next few days. The coldest air is actually going to miss us. It's moving over Victoria instead, but we're still going to see some cooler temperatures with lows of around 5 degrees for the Devonport area and around the northwest coast, and then maximum temperatures of around 14 to 15 degrees. Maybe even cooler for inland parts like Sheffield, down to around 13 degrees. So, it's going to be a cooler few days, but things do improve by the weekend, by Sunday. So, just hang in there for the next few days. Once we get through it, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Thanks very much, Tristan. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.